This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. How Ixl's time of use rates work and what the underlying smart meters collect. Colorado's default residential rate changed on November 1, 2025, with a 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. weekday peak window. A no-cost opt-out exists, and a 2018 federal appeals court ruling sits behind the 15-minute meter data that makes the pricing possible. Denver. On November 1, 2025, Ixl Energy shifted every residential customer in its Colorado service territory onto a two-tiered time-of-use rate as the default way to bill for electricity. Under the new structure, approved by the Colorado Public Utilities Commission in a February 2025 rate case, on-peak pricing runs from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on non-holiday weekdays year-round. All other hours are off-peak. The PUC treats time of use, or TOU, as the default residential rate. Customers who do not want the variable pricing can opt out at any time, at no charge, and take service on a seasonal flat rate set between the TOU on-peak and off-peak prices. The mechanics were discussed on The Kim Monson Show, April 22, with Mike Rawluck of the Ralston Valley Coalition fielding listener questions about both the pricing and the meter data behind it. On what the meter sees. Ixl's residential smart meters read electricity consumption at 15-minute intervals, the resolution Ixl uses for TOU billing. According to the Denver Gazette, the new on-peak rate is about 2.7 times the off-peak rate. Nine News published the per kilowatt hour figures, 18.331 cents on peak and 6.792 cents off peak from October through May, and 21.277 cents on peak and 7.884 cents off peak from June through September. The seasonal flat rate is 8.570 cents in winter and 10.380 cents in summer. 15-minute data is granular enough to reveal patterns inside a home. Individual appliances have distinct load signatures. A refrigerator draws power differently than a television, a charging electric vehicle, or an HVAC compressor. Correlated with time, that data can indicate when occupants are home, asleep, cooking, or away. On the Naperville precedent. In 2018, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit decided Naperville Smart Meter Awareness versus City of Naperville, a challenge to a municipal utility's mandatory smart meter rollout. Writing for the panel, Judge Michael Canny held that routine collection of 15-minute interval meter data is a Fourth Amendment search, and that the search is nonetheless reasonable under the Fourth Amendment's balancing test. The collection of smart meter data at 15-minute intervals constitutes a search, the court wrote. Its data reveals details about the home that would be otherwise unavailable to government officials with a physical search. On the reasonableness side, the court found that multiple government interests outweighed a diminished privacy interest. Smart meters allow utilities to reduce costs, provide cheaper power to consumers, encourage energy efficiency, and increase grid stability, the opinion said. We hold that these interests render the city's search reasonable, where the search is unrelated to law enforcement, is minimally invasive, and presents little risk of corollary criminal consequences. The court cautioned that its holding was narrow. If a utility collected data at shorter intervals, or if meter data became more accessible to law enforcement, our conclusion could change. On how Rawluck framed it on air. Rawluck called the new Colorado rates mandatory. Reading from a summary on his screen, he said, November 1, 2025, Ixl Energy in Colorado implemented mandatory time-of-use rates, charging higher prices for electricity from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on weekdays. The PUC's own description is narrower. Its FAQ and February 20, 2025, press release both say TOU rates are the default for all residential customers, but consumers can choose to opt out for a flat rate structure. PUC Director Rebecca White said in the press release, customers have a choice to opt out if they believe these rates don't make sense for their household. The distinction between mandatory and default with a no-cost opt-out matters. Under the approved tariff, no Ixl residential customer is forced to stay on TOU. Rawluck's broader concern was data. You could be in a situation where your electricity is being monitored under 15-minute consumption patterns, your water is monitored under 15-minute consumption patterns, and then also potentially your gas, he said on the show, referencing Naperville as how that level of pattern awareness constitutes a search. On AC rewards as a separate opt-in program. Ruluck also raised a 2022 incident in which Ixil customers' smart thermostats would not turn down during a heatwave. That incident was real, but it involved a different program. AC Rewards is a voluntary opt-in thermostat program, not the standard smart meter rollout or TOU billing. Participants receive a $100 enrollment credit and $25 annually in exchange for allowing Ixil to adjust their thermostats during peak demand events. According to the Denver Post, more than 22,000 AC Rewards participants were locked at a plus 4-degree offset for hours on August 30, 2022, after an unexpected energy outage in Pueblo, combined with hot weather and heavy air conditioning use, stressed the grid. Emmett Romine, Ixil's Vice President of Customer Solutions and Innovation, told the paper it was the first such lockout in the program's six-year history. A customer on the TOU default rate is not enrolled in AC Rewards, and a smart meter does not itself control a thermostat. On what opting out actually involves. A customer who wants to leave the TOU default and return to a flat rate has two paths under the approved tariff: a phone call to Ixil's opt-out line or the My Account online portal on Ixil's Colorado site. There is no charge, and the opt-out can be made at any time. The commission also directed Ixil to provide an online calculator so a customer can compare an estimated TOU bill with an estimated flat rate bill using actual usage history. Verified medical conditions qualify for a separate medical flat rate. Opting out of TOU is independent of opting out of smart meter service. A customer can keep the meter and still take the flat tariff. On where this sits in Colorado's meter data debate, Colorado water utilities have installed smart water meters across several Front Range cities, in some cases without a consumer opt-out. Ixil's electricity rollout runs in parallel. With gas metering upgrades also under discussion, what 15-minute interval data across three utilities reveals about a household and under what rules is a question the PUC, the Colorado Legislature, and federal courts are likely to revisit. And now, Kim's perspective. The shift from flat rate billing to 15-minute interval surveillance is not a small administrative change. It is a change in what a utility is. A utility used to be a service provider to its customers. Under this new structure, it becomes something closer to a behavioral regulator, reading what you do inside your home every 15 minutes and pricing your life accordingly. House Bill 26, 1326, the PUC Sunset Bill, proposes to expand that same commission's reach at the same moment the electricity meter, the water meter, and potentially the gas meter all move to the same interval. The Seventh Circuit said the collection is a search. The question for Coloradans is whether the balancing that court conducted in 2018 still holds when the search runs across every utility a household uses. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.